Sedition is defined specifically in U.S. law as a federal crime involving conspiracy to overthrow or destroy by force the government of the United States, or pose by force the authority thereof, or by force to prevent, hinder, or delay the execution of any law of the United States. Seditious conspiracy is a specific crime that requires two or more persons conspiring to use force against the U.S. government or its laws.
Our laws are clear. You can refuse illegal orders.
You can refuse illegal orders.
You must refuse illegal orders.
No one has to carry out orders that violate the law or our Constitution.
We know this is hard and that it's a difficult time to be a public servant.
But whether you're serving in the CIA,
the Army,
or Navy,
the Air Force,
your vigilance is critical.
And know that we have your back.
Because now, more than ever,
the American people need you.
Of course, absent from the Declaration, any specifics as to what those illegal orders actually are.
And the question you have to ask yourself is, what is their intent? What is the reason that they all went on a video and encouraged young men and women to defy court orders without even giving a hint of what's illegal, without even giving any suggestion of what law or what order they're being asked to violate?
To be clear, we are not calling on folks right now to debate, to disobey any type of unlawful order.
Have you, Congresswoman, or any other of these Democratic members of Congress heard directly from members of the U.S. military or the broader national security community who believe they've been given unlawful orders?
Well, you know, what I'd say is I have heard from service members, and this is all a matter of public record. What we see is an uptick of concern from the men and women who are serving in uniform about the legality of orders that are being given.
They would be violating their oath
correct.
If they followed that illegal orders.
And I guess, Senator, members of the military, what is your advice to them if they come across something that seems confusing?
I think they need to talk to their leadership, you know, talk to their commanding officer about it and tell your commanding officer why you think this may be illegal. There are lawyers within the military, the Judge Advocate General Corps. You can have a conversation, you know, with somebody who understands the law. You know, there's always the option of you review the UCMJ with your leadership and you explain to somebody why you think this may not be lawful.
After widespread discontent over unpaid wages, lack of food and clothing erupted into open revolt, yes, George Washington, as commander-in-chief during the Revolutionary War, authorized the execution of his own soldiers for sedition in 1781. However, no one in U.S. history has ever been executed by hanging or any other means solely for sedition or seditious conspiracy under federal law. Historical cases involving the executions of John Brown in 1859, Mary Surratt in 1865, and William Bruce Mumford in 1862 were prosecuted under different charges, like treason or martial law violations. Neither the 1798 or 1918 Sedition Acts, the 1940 Smith Act, nor the current federal seditious conspiracy statute, 18 U.S. Code 2384, has ever carried the death penalty. The current maximum penalty for seditious conspiracy is 20 years in prison, and that is what needs to be pursued without fail, or there is no executive office of the United States going forward. Throughout American history, six presidents have presided over the federal prosecution and imprisonment of individuals for sedition or seditious conspiracy. John Adams, Abraham Lincoln, Woodrow Wilson, Franklin Roosevelt, George W. Bush, and Joe Biden, whose Justice Department convicted at least 18 Oath Keepers and Proud Boy leaders for their roles in January 6th, the most extensive use of the seditious conspiracy statute since World War II. And then there is the turbo sedition waged against President Trump for the past decade. The FBI's Russiagate investigation was branded a seditious conspiracy. Lieutenant Colonel Alexander Vindman was denounced as a traitor. The January 6th House committee was accused of engaging in seditious conspiracy and treason. FISA Judge James Boasberg's actions. And now these fools. Yet, despite the intensity of these accusations, which often invoke the federal seditious conspiracy statute.
Well, barring a miracle, InfoWars, the website, the studio, will be shut down somewhere in or around January 1st, 2026. But regardless, the InfoWar lives on. But InfoWarsStore.com, the legendary site that literally funded the InfoWar because of your great support for so many great products, has gotten two final shipments in of Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula and Ultimate Fish Oil. Both are the highest quality, the best out there. They're fan favorites. And right now, they're 40% off until they sell out. So this is probably, I said about 98% chance, your last chance to get Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula and Ultimate Fish Oil at InfoWarsStore.com. But don't worry, the InfoWar will continue with the Alex Jones Network. It will continue with all the other work we're doing. But right now, if you want to get these legendary products, the last time you can, get them exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com. Again, they're both 40% off for a limited time, so take action now, InfoWarsStore.com.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones.
Ladies and gentlemen, we've entered hour number two on this live Monday, November 24th, 2025 transmission. Well, the Drudge Report, the Democrat Party mouthpiece, has the headline, Bondi blows it. Comey and James cases dismissed by another one of these globalist judges, the same ones that have said everything Trump's been doing is illegal, like arresting illegal aliens, and of course, higher courts then override it. But it's a lot harder when a criminal case gets dismissed by a judge. So first they tried to claim that the prosecutor that Trump brought in, one of his personal lawyers, as the others, when the grand jury had already handed out indictments, wouldn't do it. So he brought in another lawyer that would do it. When it's all cut and dry, what both people did, his perjury, his false statements, you know, his all of it, James's incredible mortgage fraud, just to name a few. The only move they had was this, because the last move failed, claiming that she brought in the indictments of James, the New York Soros AG, and that they didn't do all three indictments, they just did two, so she had them sign it off on the two, and so because the one indictment was left there, though it was X'd out, it was wrong. And they lied and said that, you know, that she hadn't been clear in the transcript. And then it turned out none of that was true. They did bring him another copy to sign with only the two. And the transcript all showed it. So that was all a lie. Remember that last week? Oh, it's over. The case will be thrown out. So now instead, the judge comes out and says, you know what? You were not appointed correctly. And so the president can't have prosecutors. He wants the executive branch, which is pure crap. And so I'm throwing it all out. This is the dictatorship of the judiciary. This is the lawyers. This is the legal system that the globalists use to control us. And I predict this is going to put Trump into even more high gear to crack the whip with Pam Bondi, Todd Blanche, who really runs the show, and Kash Patel and Bongino. Because it's open and shut, all the crap they pulled. Judge dismisses cases against James Comey, Letitia James, after finding prosecutor was unlawfully appointed. A federal judge dismissed the criminal indictments against former FBI Director James Comey and New York Attorney General Letitia James after finding the prosecutor who brought the case was not lawfully appointed. I agree with Mr. Comey that the Attorney General's attempt to install Ms. Halligan as interim U.S. Attorney for the Eastern District of Virginia was invalid. Well, when you're allowed to do that as a interim. And because Ms. Halligan had no lawful authority to present the indictment, I will grant Mr. Comey's motion to dismiss the indictment. U.S. District Judge Cameron Curie wrote in a ruling, finding the indictment should be tossed because the appointment of former Donald Trump personal lawyer Lindsey Halligan was invalid and she lacked the authority to present the case to the grand jury. There's a few more of the headlines. Judge dismisses case against Letitia James and Comey. And here is the filing. Absolute, total, complete crap. And that's why Trump is looking more and more to military tribunals. For people that have served as officers in the military, that's a lifetime jurisdiction that the Pentagon has. And when you're a former officer and you call for mutiny and uprising in the military, that's exactly what they did. Well, then now you're liable. But yeah, let's remember what happened in New Jersey. Former Trump lawyer who is a great prosecutor, Alina Habba's appointment as U.S. Attorney for New Jersey was unlawful. Judge says they kicked her out. And that's a court battle over that. So everybody that wants all these indictments from Trump and wants all this action, he is fighting as hard as he can an uphill battle with the swamp. When Trump does stuff I disagree with, I'm all over his ass. But this claim, oh, the Border Patrol isn't deporting enough. They dismantled enforcement. They've scaled it way up. Even the detractors have to go, wow, they did this quick. They really are kicking ass. Yeah. So the United States in the last 30 years has graduated more lawyers than the entire history of the country before that. And they're just part and parcel of the whole judicial system. And they're not all corrupt, but the majority of them are incompetent or corrupt. And they're just a bunch of yes men and yes women, and they're ruling this country with a reign of terror. They're destroying this country. Now, to this news. So, last week, you had these Democrat senators and House members and former CIA people come out and say, do not follow his illegal orders when they come. And you already had the media saying everything he says is illegal when it's not. Arresting illegal aliens, all that stuff. Putting National Guard in the cities. It always gets overridden by a higher court. Then another lower court will block it again, so Trump has to then fight in that court. They're using our open, free society and due process to sabotage it in preparation for the open Podesta plan, uprisings, civil war, race-based violence they're trying to launch. And in the Podesta plan, they first demonize Trump as a dictator. They then engage in all of this low-intensity conflict and violence that Trump then does what he's supposed to when federal buildings are being burned down, puts troops on the streets, and then they call for the military to stand against Trump. What CNN said they were doing when he was president-elect, and it came out in undercover videos that the highest levels of the Pentagon were scheming against Trump when he was president-elect back in November, December, and early January. So they're the ones doing all of this. So now, Pentagon says it's investigating Senator Mark Kelly for video urging troops to defy illegal orders. When you look how they couch it, they just say illegal orders, implying all his orders are illegal. And alone, you could say that's on the line. But when you have all of the Democrats working with the deep state, the fake impeachments, the stealing of elections, the Obama and Crossfire Hurricane and Arctic Frost, and with the big tech and the Justice Department and DOJ attacking the American people, manipulating elections, all of it together in the Podesta plan calling for civil war, they're trying to launch their civil war. We know the aim of it, so we know the motive. They try to act like each step as they escalate, oh, yeah, the Podesta plan, and in the movie last year, Hollywood, you know, big budget film, Civil War. It's called the Western Alliance, and it starts in California, Oregon, and Washington. It starts as a sanctuary cities and things, but then they go to war with the illegitimate Trump figure, and the rest of the country joins them, and then the military marches on D.C. and kills the Trump figure. And then now they're calling it the Western Alliance, Governor Newsom and others, and saying we're going on the offense. And the crowd cheers on Colbert. They know what it means. They've been read in. I've got Democrat activists all over TV bragging about it. This is their plan. Complete with a How to Do It movie and a bunch of others. Like One Battle After the Next, out right now with Leonardo DiCaprio. So here's the big bombshell. Pentagon says it's investigating Senator Mark Kelly for a video urging troops to defy illegal orders, Associated Press. And here is the Pentagon statement. Official statement, Department of War. The Department of War has received serious allegations of misconduct against Captain Mark Kelly, USN retired, in accordance with the Uniform Code of Military Justice, 10 USC 688. Other applicable regulations. A thorough review of these allegations has been initiated to determine further action, which may include recall to active duty for court-martial proceedings or administrative measures. This matter will be handled in compliance with military law, ensuing due process and impartiality. Further official comments will be limited to preserve the integrity of the proceedings. The Department of War reminds all individuals the military retirees remain subject to the UCMJ for applicable offenses and federal laws such as 18 USC 2387, prohibit actions intended to interfere with the loyal morale or good order and discipline of the armed forces. Any violations will be addressed through appropriate legal channels. Yeah, everybody's got their full constitutional rights as a civilian. But when you as a civilian or a former military go in and try to divide and conquer the military, which is what an enemy does, you're under a spotlight now. If it's found you did it premeditatedly in your emails to undermine the president for an overthrow, you go to prison for life. It's all about the intent. All service members are reminded that they have a legal obligation under UCMJ to obey lawful orders and that those orders are presumed to be lawful. A service member personnel philosophy does not justify or excuse the disobedience of a otherwise lawful order. So this is the last thing, and I talked about it last week, that I've been predicting this last year, and the archivist found it. I meant to play that Friday. Pull up the archivist video where I said the last piece of the Podesta plan before they go fully live will be announcing military don't follow Trump's orders. Because it's in the Podesta plan. How did I know? It's in the plan before they go full operational. So Trump, the Pentagon, everybody has to address the public. I've been saying this for a year since he was president-elect to get ahead of this. And you're not really ahead of it, but you're kind of matching it because you waited. Because I know it sounds crazy to say they're planning a civil war uprising. Well, you can show all their documents and plans from the Democratic Party itself. They didn't do all this for no reason. They were going to try this. And it's crazy. So Trump's got to get read in on all this. He understands a lot of it. The military does more than him, and they got to go public. There's a good chance Democrats will back off doing this. But next is then the false flag. A bunch of illegal aliens get mowed down at some demonstration, mixed in with Democrats. They blame the Border Patrol. They blame the National Guard. They blow up a black church, mega church, or traditional black college. Remember, 6 months before this happened, when Kirk got killed, 8-9 months ago, I said, 6 months before Kirk got killed, I said, they say that Trump's going to kill a bunch of black people. Well, that's a traditional black college or maybe a big black church. And then when Kirk got killed, they get all these fake death threats into the traditional black colleges saying, for Charlie Kirk, we're coming to kill you black people tomorrow. We're going to truck bomb you. We're going to shoot you. They later had to admit that it was, quote, hoaxes, a false flag. Like I said, I predicted that so that they kicked everybody out of their college for a week because the white people are coming to kill you because of Charlie Kirk. No one, people heard me say traditional black colleges are going to get targeted? That's crazy. Where else when they say Trump's going to hit a bunch of black people are going to do it? This is deduction, Sherlock Holmes stuff. And when people freaked out and that happened, they evacuated the colleges for a couple of weeks. I was like, yeah, folks, that's creating the background. Oh, we already had to evacuate once when the evil Republicans came to kill us. So all the battle plans are laid. All the battle plans are ready. You know, the Russians are like, no, we're not going to invade, you know, Ukraine, we're just building up in case they attack. And I went on Russian TV and said, I can tell by just looking at the soldiers, the troops, the satellite photos, the buildups, the whole basis of things, what Putin said previously, you're going to go in. And I said, I think you're going to go in by the end of February, because I knew Russian doctrine in that area, because you know, the ground starts to thaw after that, and they needed their tanks to be able to go in. And the Russians freaked out. Interview in now. And, of course, I called it because I know what to look at when there's a buildup. But the Russians, it was more covert, even though it was overt for a trained eye. With the Democrats, it's red flags and rockets shooting off and sirens and horns blasting. I mean, they admit it. It's not debatable. You already saw all their criminal activity, all their covert operations, all their censorship, all their debanking, them imprisoning us, them election thieving and meddling and all of it and trying to kill Trump. They're not giving up, people. And I'm not happy I'm being vindicated now that everything I told you is unfolding right on time. Because I don't want to be proven right when the Civil War kicks off. I want the credibility so that we can get the Pentagon and the government, everybody listening that aren't traitors. There's a lot of traitors in the Pentagon, but I'm saying in general, to get ahead of this now. And you got to address it for what it is. But you don't just say they're trying to sow dissension. They're trying to say orders are illegal. They're trying to, you know. They've built up the Civil War plan. They admitted it's the Podesta plan. They've geared up for it. Here's the proof. Here's the backdrop. These are the same people that have been overthrowing elections and engaging in all this criminal activity. It's a compendium of their activity to know their game plan, to know their intent, to know their motive, to know why they're doing it. And they, you could convict them all with the Podesta plan. You can go read it in the New York Times, middle of August 2020. And then the Democrats published large sections of it. I mean, you read it. We're not going to follow the election. The blue states will secede, starting with California and Oregon and Seattle. We'll call it the Western Alliance. And then we'll, I mean, and then they make a movie about it. And then Newsom's on TV 2 months ago saying it. I mean, what the hell do you need here? My goodness gracious. These are signed confessions. So that's where we are. You know, I don't normally do this, but Inbound doesn't normally make 7-minute reports. I only aired like a few minutes of it last segment. I want the full audience to hear Bound's report dealing with this sedition because he shows the history, the background, the evidence, all of it right there. But the globalists have most of the courts. They have the big corporations. They have a lot of the brainwashed young people. They have the universities. They don't have the mind of the average person anymore. But to them, they all feel insulated. They can just, as a mob, move against us in different ways. And that they're going to be victorious in the end. I can assure you that it's not going to go the way you think. I can assure you it's going to blow up in your face. I can assure you that now, particularly that the Pentagon's openly saying this and doing this, it means it's not that they didn't know, but the most of the generals that were there, a lot of them been removed now, they were the ones when Trump was president-elect, it came out, undercover videos, you name it, in the main command center, plotting all of this and how to misrepresent Trump, say his orders are unlawful, and set up a scenario to overthrow him. That was on CNN when President Trump was president-elect. I played the clip probably 100 times. In fact, we'll find it and put it in this report once we post it to X. We're live right now. Yeah, give me Hegseth's. Print me a statement. I'll just read it off the TV. Hegseth just came out with this. It's the Secretary of War. The video made by the Seditious Six was despicable, reckless, and false. Encouraging our warriors to ignore the orders of their commanders undermines every aspect of good order and discipline. Their foolish screeds sow doubt and confusion, which only puts our warriors in danger. 5 of the 6 individuals in the video do not fall under the Department of War jurisdiction. 1 is CIA and a former military, but not retired, so they are no longer subject to UJMC. However, Mark Kelly, retired Navy commander, is still subject to UCMJ, and he knows that. As was announced, the department is reviewing his statements and actions, which were addressed directly to all troops while explicitly using his rank and service affiliation, leading the appearance of authority to his words. Kelly's conduct brings discredit upon the armed forces and will be addressed appropriately. Yeah. But how about Mark Milley? In early January, he called the communist Chinese to say, don't worry, Trump's not going to attack China, when Trump had no planets come out. I'm in control of the nuclear codes, not him. He said, I am the president of America. I am in command. How did he know the Chinese wouldn't take that as weakness? I mean, that's crazy. Then he lied to Congress about it later, and later had to admit it was true. That guy is a literal joke who couldn't even find both his ass with both hands. I mean, it's just open season on these people politically with criminal charges if we have the will. But you see, we have a judiciary riddled with scum, riddled with just, I'll be honest, I'm not saying boomers are bad in general, but, you know, senile, insulated boomers that can't look, there's a global revolution, a fourth turning, you'll never stop it. They think coming in with tyranny and both boots on us is going to work. How did it work in 1776? Those revolutions all over the world starting around that year. How did it work out in France for you? It's not going to work out well. So just continue to act like you're invincible. Continue to persecute people. But you notice it doesn't work. Do people get intimidated by it? Oh, cowards do. They didn't count. They were never on the field. Doesn't work on most of us. All it does is redouble our resolve. But you have the left spoiling for a civil war. Imagine if they have their Antifa and communist groups and drug cartels run around and kill a bunch of people like this. Ken Paxton's on the list. I'm on the list. Tucker Carlson, you know. Trump's family, thousands of people are on the list. They admit they have the list. A, you won't get most of us. You'll turn those you kill into martyrs. And then how's the media going to spin it when all of, you think you got Santa Claus and the elves that come down the chimney? You think you've been making lists and you're marking it twice? I haven't, but I know the MO. They're real people who have been making the Santa Claus list for you. And that's why the globalists are all running off to, you know, their countryside armored fortresses and digging in for this. Well, I can just tell you right now that in 90% of the cases, the majority of your security team hates your guts. And as soon as this goes down, I would want to be you. And all it takes is one person on your security team and you're done. So when you think you destroy the veneer of civilization, and you think you put us into dog-eat-dog world, that you're going to be the warlords in control of all this, it's not going to happen. You're going to get chewed up and spit out. Now, that's not good for security, stability. Our enemies will totally use it against us. I'm trying to stop it. I want the electricity to work. We're turning the tide on your wanting to cut our children's genitals off and all your other operations. Your wokeism is totally collapsing. So I'm winning peacefully. The normal right way to do it with a velvet revolution. But if you want the hammer, if you want the iron fist, you're going to get it. We'll be right back. Stay with us. I'm making this announcement on Friday, November 21st, 2025. And this is the biggest sale in the history of our sponsor, Bigly, the Alex Jones. store.com with the very best supplements, widest selection of Patriot apparel. Right now, until next Friday, you can get any of the incredible supplements, ultramethylene blue, the Irish sea moss, the Shilajit, the bovine colostrum, and they're all the best, the turmeric, the list goes on and on, where you get one bottle of whatever supplement you want, and then you can pick any other supplement you want. So you can buy a supplement that costs way less than one of the other supplements and get that even more expensive, more, quote, high-end product that has more ingredients free with it. This is a massive deal. And every day we're running flash sales that change each day on top of it. We're doing this because, you know, a lot of you have been on the fence about the products. You've heard the rave reviews. We know if you use them, you're going to love them. will be a repeat customer. So some of these are a loss leader. We're also doing it for the fans that have supported us so much, so you get a better deal. But bottom line, we're fundraising right now. The bad guys are very close to shutting down InfoWars. They have the state receiver in. They're setting up an auction sometime the next month. I'll imagine it'll be like the federal auction where they don't let good guys try to bid. I'm not accusing them of anything wrong yet, but we're just going to see what happens. Let's just say this. I don't have any faith that good guys will keep us on the air and be allowed to bid. So I expect we'll be shut down by the new year. But that's okay because we've got the Auctions Network. We've got all these new systems thanks to your support that have been set up and even more being built. But that's why the support is so critical at theauctionstore.com, because it doesn't just fund InfoWars as we fight to stay on the air, but the new infrastructure. So it is critical to take action. And again, I don't own theauctionstore.com. I don't own the Auctions Network. Bigly does. And so I'm just going to work there and be the news director, and we're going to continue on, and they can attack me till the cows come home, but we are going to continue to fight. The only variable of myself and my crew staying in the fight, because we'll never give up, never back down, never give in, we could give out, is you supporting us while you get great products at the same time. So now's the time to take action. You see the crescendo of the forces of good versus evil just rising against each other, as it always does historically. We're in this major time of change, the fourth turning. The Democrats are calling for open civil war, saying Trump's a tyrant, telling the military not to follow any of his orders. This is a time we need to stay on the air. Whether it's InfoWars, the Alex Jones Network, you know the coordinates, you share them everywhere, you take the clips, you take the articles, you take the video links, and that will change the world. But to keep us on air, we need the money, so we sell you great products that really work, so it's a symbiotic relationship. Just like a good restaurant wants to have good service, high-quality food at reasonable prices, so you want to come back, there's a line out the door. The restaurant with nobody going in it shuts down because they have crappy service. You've just got to come into our restaurant. You just got to come in and try the Ultra Methylene Blue or the CMOS or the other products and see how great it is. And that's why we're saying buy one bottle, get any other bottle you want free, and other huge discounts right now at thealexjonesstore.com. This is the most critical moment in InfoWars 28 years. These are great products, so take action now. Action is the essence of victory. That's why we've come so far together. You're the reason the InfoWars has existed. It will continue on despite a URL, because I am the InfoWars. You are the InfoWar. We are the InfoWar. We are telling the truth and taking on their lies and winning. And yeah, they're striking back. And boy, we're in the thick of a big war here. But you can see they're losing. To paraphrase Patton, if you're tired and you're hungry, you've been fighting for days, just know this. The other guy you're fighting is even more tired and more hungry. So punch and fight that much harder in the InfoWar. Take action now. TheAlexJonesStore.com. And God bless you all.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones. From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
Despite all the admissions of the CIA, the FBI, the DOJ, hundreds of millions of dollars spent trying to shut us down. But despite that, because you, the activist audience in the arena, stood with us with your word of mouth, your prayer, and your financial support, we have not only persevered, we have not only overcome, but we have dominated.
While other networks lie to you about what's happening now, InfoWars tells you the truth about what's happening next. Visit InfoWars.com today.
The spirit of victory lives in InfoWars. And InfoWars is more than a URL. It is more than this building. It is the people of America and the world becoming awake and standing up and rising and demanding liberty and freedom in the animating contest in the war against the tyrants. We'll be right back.
Whatever the future may hold, InfoWars will always live forever. The fight will continue. Be sure to follow us on X at RealAlexJones and at AJNLive. And now you can download the number one news app in the world. Go to AlexJonesApp.com and let the Democrat Deep State Party know that we will never be silenced.
Well, the corporate media is spinning it that A.G. Bondi blew it because the federal judge in both the James Comey and Letitia James cases in the same court in Virginia, that she wasn't appointed correctly. This is all the games they're playing. It's like all these other Democrat federal judges have claimed Trump can't arrest illegal aliens. Trump can't have tariffs. Trump can't do this. Trump can't do that. We have a dug-in establishment. Its most powerful element's not the corporate media anymore. That's been discredited. It's the fact that they control, I'd say, 70% of the judiciary. Upwards of 80% of lawyers are Democrats. But then you've got Hegseth and the Department of War coming out and saying, you can't have retired officers in the military saying don't follow the commander-in-chief's orders and nebulously trying to create dissension in the ranks. That's the military. It'd just be like if you've been a captain on a nuclear submarine and you're retired, you can't give somebody nuclear submarine codes. You don't have the same rights when you're in the military. That's how you bring down countries, is you have people saying, I'm an officer and I'm telling you Trump's bad and he's giving you illegal orders, don't follow him. That's what they've been saying all over the news. That's what they imply. They know exactly what they're doing. So what do we call that last segment where I got into that so we can post this X? It's not just about having a headline for them to write and put out. It's about us thinking, what is this? Because the headline is really the angle of what it means. What would it be? What would the headline be? I mean, what is this? How do you quantify this? All caps. Civil War II has begun. The Pentagon is criminally investigating Senator Mark Kelly after he joined publicly joined CIA operatives in a plan to trigger a military uprising designed to end the American Republic as we know it. The Democrat Party / Deep State Podesta plan is a public confession of their intent and an operation they have now launched to overthrow the elected government of the United States of America. And it is not only Trump's right, it is his duty, as sworn in his special oath, to protect, preserve, and defend the Constitution of the United States, to take the gloves off like Abraham Lincoln and move against these people. They're the ones that staged all the covert election fraud and coups. They're the ones with all the fake impeachments. They're the ones attacking the public. They're the ones trying to repeal the First Amendment. They're the ones opening the border and flooding some illegals. They're the ones that engage in all the treason. They're the ones trying to commit to World War III. They're the clear and present danger. They're the ones that created the Podesta plan, calling for all this and producing movies that follow Podesta plan. They're the ones that think we're going to sit back and watch them trigger all of this. But guess what? We got the jump on you. And you think we're so used to the veneer of so-called freedom while you hid behind the scenes engaged in tyranny, that now you're going to slow roll and slow launch a civil war coup operation and that we're going to be caught flat-footed. Well, guess what? If you're going to have your civil war, bitch, there's going to be a lot of us that know all about it and all about your plan and what comes if you are successful in it. 50-plus million Americans, at least, in re-education camps in the Weatherman-Obama plan that got leaked back in the 80s. This is the same plan again. Cloward and Pibb in the whole nine yards. You see the tyranny of Europe, arresting people for their speech. Now in Florida, they're arresting people that go out at public events while Muslims are doing their prayer stuff and, you know, marking their territory. So they say, you need Jesus. And by the way, I got some bacon here. It's delicious. See, I'm eating it. They go on TV and cry. So they get charged with felonies for hate crimes for offending Muslims. We've been getting walked on and walked over forever. They've been grabbing our little boys and girls like trophies and brainwashing them and chemically and surgically chopping their genitals off. I mean, what is the price you'll pay to have your so-called peace? Pull me up the Patrick Henry speech print off for me. The full thing's 30 pages. I want like the key part about give me liberty or give me death. Because we're winning culturally. We have the majority. We're following classic Americana. We're not the tyrants. They're the tyrants. They have pushed us into this. They have brought us to this point. And we have to identify who they are and know next the false flag attacks come on the illegal alien demonstrations, on leftist events. They're going to try to use Trump's statement they took out of context about, well, if they're found, you know, convicted of trying to have an overthrow, which they've been calling a coup, that's punishable by death. He didn't say kill him. But now the Democrats are, oh, God, people are coming to kill us. Oh, like Scalise or Rand Paul or Charlie Kirk or the Border Patrol getting shot up and killed and ICE and all the rest of it. You mean like that? You mean like you guys training for paramilitary war and openly saying you're going to kill us and all the Christmas cards around the country put on Republican doors saying we're going to kill you? You mean like that? No, we know you're the one starting it. You want to try to launch it and then turn around and act like you didn't start it. You want to fight, you're starting one, I'm trying to stop it. By letting you and your bosses know, we got your number, we got your plan, we got your blueprint, we got your ass. I want to give the toll-free number up. And I want to take calls specifically from police officers, sheriff's deputies, emergency managers, active duty military. And we can take veterans' calls as well. But particularly, whether you're in special operations, whether you're Border Patrol, whether you're ICE, whether you're National Guard. I mean, I know you're read in on this. You're a listener. You more than I do in many ways because of your perspective, but I'm telling you something. The question is, am I wrong about any of this? And what do we need to do about this? Because I'm sitting here watching this and I just, we have to affect the battle space and try to stop this from happening. But if it's going to happen, we also have to really get people ready. So how do we get ready for this? Because it's here. It's like you're driving through the green light. This has happened to me twice. And you look over, and somebody ran the red light going 55, 60 miles an hour. And you do that split-second deal. Okay, there's cars beside me. Can't go to them. Do I slam on the brakes? Do I accelerate? I've had a few other times where I've missed them. And one time, I looked behind me and saw there was a car, so I couldn't slam on my brakes. And by the time I slammed on the accelerator, it just got me up a little bit further. So he hit me in the ass, totaled the Tahoe a couple years ago. Last wreck I had. Haven't had many. And then when I caused 15 years longer. It's longer than that. And spun off and crashed into the ditch. Knocked the back wheels basically off. And the other time, I wasn't really paying attention to the time I looked. I slammed on the brakes. Nobody was behind me, and it just hit me in the front. That wasn't that bad. It just kind of knocked the car, you know, off about 10 feet. Didn't feel it in my neck. But it's the same feeling. Like, I've been trying to stop this, but we're in the intersection now, and here it comes. I'm just like, oh, God. And it's we're here. And these idiots ramming into us do not know what they're starting. But they're drawing first blood, folks. And the whole plan's been to degrade America and bring us down so the Chi-Coms can take over allied with Europe. That's the main enemy. Not the Russians. They got triple the land of anybody, and they openly just want to run their own deal. We've driven them into the Chi-Com arms, all of it. So, of course, we're in a fight with them, and we should be politically defeating the Chi-Coms, cleaning up our own house. But the left, the average idiot left, has such an understanding of this. They have no idea what's going to happen once we collapse. And in the end, we will take the country back. But while that happens, might take 5 years, might do it in a week, might do it in 6 months. But, you know, I'd say short term, hopefully, but might take 5 years. When we look up, we're a third world country after that point. At least we'll have our sovereignty. We can rebuild from there. But who knows what our enemies will do during that? I mean, and that's just one angle of this. For people who have this normalcy bias, well, we're America. Blah, blah, blah. You know about the world? You know about our history? All the wars we've had? And history doesn't just repeat, it rhymes. A Republican president, groups trying to break the country up. They want slavery. That's what the left wants, all of us to be slaves. It's repeating. And Trump's like Abraham Lincoln saying, because he had his own northern states going against him, and he had all the same crap. And he just said, all right, I got the military. And I know I'll piss off Southerners because it's very complex, saying, what are you doing aside of Abraham Lincoln? It's the time they were in. I understand the North had deals with allowed tariffs on our agricultural goods. And I understand I know all about Andrew Jackson, who was a Southerner. And when the British intelligence tried to break us up in the 30s, he came and stopped it without a civil war. Most of you that think, you know, you got a rebel flag, battle flag. And by the way, I think, you know, Robert E. Lee was a great patriot, top general, even to the North. They wanted him to lead the North. He was right about states' rights from his perspective. But the South got manipulated by British intelligence and told they'd get the backing and funding, and then they didn't. They wanted to just bring the country down. And you know who I really respect was Sam Houston, the original Green Beret. That's what they're based on, Sam Houston. Like the Davy Crockett of Davy Crockett's. The only guy that was ever the head of the governor of multiple states and a country and everything else. And did you know they kicked him out of Texas when he, right before the Civil War, and he came, he said they got 10 times the industry, they got 4 times the people. He said, we'll win it first for about a year because we got better fighters because we're out here in the bush. But he said, they are going to come here and they're going to level it and they're going to destroy all of us and you're going to absolutely put us back in the South 100 years. He goes, we're going to be the future of the country. Everything's going to move down here industry-wise, what I've been working on. And they took, and they laughed at him and literally threatened to kill him and kicked him out and said he was an idiot. And that's the father of Texas, folks. He was smart. Because, yeah, Robert E. Lee was a great general, and, you know, his dad and grandpa in the Revolutionary War, all that. But he was still a tactician and a gentleman. Sam Houston knew how to run businesses and war. And, I mean, there's reports that the, you know, Indians told the French about where he had, like, 7 arrows sticking on him, killed, like, 25 warriors himself. I mean, we're talking what Arnold Schwarzenegger in movies wishes he was. Conan the Barbarian, Sam Houston, with the high IQ on top of it. So, yeah, Conan the Barbarian for real founded Texas, and he said, we walked into a trap on that. And I'm going to tell Democrats again, you're walking into a globalist trap to bring down the country. It is, history is literally repeating itself again. So here's the toll-free number to join us. 877-789-2539, 877-789-2539. 2539-877-789-ALEX, 877-789-2539, 877-789-2539. And by the way, it's just law enforcement, military, emergency managers, stuff like that, because I want to have a very serious talk about this. I want to hear what you think about what I've said. I want to hear what you have to say, because we're in full preparation war mode now, okay? This is serious. Here's John Bowen's report. I want to play in full. I was only playing part of it earlier, where he gets through the history and the law and the records. It's very accurate. Here's the report.
Sedition is defined specifically in U.S. law as a federal crime involving conspiracy to overthrow or destroy by force the government of the United States, or to oppose by force the authority thereof, or by force to prevent, hinder, or delay the execution of any law of the United States. Seditious conspiracy is a specific crime that requires two or more persons conspiring to use force against the U.S. government or its laws.
Our laws are clear. You can refuse illegal orders.
You can refuse illegal orders.
You must refuse illegal orders.
No one has to carry out orders that violate the law or our Constitution.
We know this is hard
and that it's a difficult time to be a public servant.
But whether you're serving in the CIA,
the Army,
or Navy,
the Air Force,
your vigilance is critical.
And know that we have your back.
Because now, more than ever,
the American people need you.
Of course, absent from the Declaration, any specifics as to what those illegal orders actually are.
And the question you have to ask yourself is, what is their intent? What is the reason that they all went on a video and encouraged young men and women to defy court orders without even giving a hint of what's illegal, without even giving any suggestion of what law or what order they're being asked to violate?
To be clear, we are not calling on folks right now to debate, to disobey any type of unlawful order.
Have you, Congresswoman, or any other of these Democratic members of Congress heard directly from members of the U.S. military or the broader national security community who believe they've been given unlawful orders?
Well, you know, what I'd say is I have heard from service members, and this is all a matter of public record. What we see is an uptick of concern from the men and women who are serving in uniform about the legality of orders that are being given.
They would be violating their oath
correct.
If they followed
that
illegal
is,
orders.
And I guess, Senator, members of the military, what is your advice to them if they come across something that seems confusing?
I think they need to talk to their leadership, you know, talk to their commanding officer about it and tell your commanding officer why you think this may be illegal. There are lawyers within the military, the Judge Advocate General Corps. You can have a conversation, you know, with somebody who understands the law. And, you know, there's always the option of you review the UCMJ with your leadership and you explain to somebody why you think this may not be lawful.
After widespread discontent over unpaid wages, lack of food and clothing erupted into open revolt, yes, George Washington, as commander-in-chief during the Revolutionary War, authorized the execution of his own soldiers for sedition in 1781. However, no one in U.S. history has ever been executed by hanging or any other means solely for sedition or seditious conspiracy under federal law. Historical cases involving the executions of John Brown in 1859, Mary Surratt in 1865, and William Bruce Mumford in 1862 were prosecuted under different charges, like treason or martial law violations. Neither the 1798 or 1918 Sedition Acts, the 1940 Smith Act, nor the current federal seditious conspiracy statute, 18 U.S. Code 2384, has ever carried the death penalty. The current maximum penalty for seditious conspiracy is 20 years in prison, and that is what needs to be pursued without fail, or there is no executive office of the United States going forward. Throughout American history, six presidents have presided over the federal prosecution and imprisonment of individuals for sedition or seditious conspiracy. John Adams, Abraham Lincoln, Woodrow Wilson, Franklin Roosevelt, George W. Bush, and Joe Biden, whose Justice Department convicted at least 18 Oath Keepers and Proud Boy leaders for their roles in January 6th, the most extensive use of the seditious conspiracy statute since World War II. And then there is the turbo sedition waged against President Trump for the past decade. The FBI's Russiagate investigation was branded a seditious conspiracy. Lieutenant Colonel Alexander Vindman was denounced as a traitor. The January 6th House committee was accused of engaging in seditious conspiracy and treason. FISA Judge James Boasberg's actions. And now these fools. Yet, despite the intensity of these accusations, which often invoke the federal seditious conspiracy statute, not a single critic or political opponent of Donald Trump has been convicted of or even formally indicted for seditious conspiracy since 2016.
We know you are under enormous stress and pressure right now.
Americans trust their military.
But that trust is at risk.
This administration is pitting our uniformed military
and intelligence community professionals
against American citizens.
You're fired! Get out of here! You're fired!
Under federal law, the penalty for sedition also includes ineligibility to hold any office within the United States for 5 years. So sedition knocks you off the chessboard, whether you get 20 years or not. Trump could merely end the careers of the deep state during his term if they are found guilty.
You're fired. Get out of here.
John Barron, 44 Infinite.
And they already tried to kill him twice, so they know exactly what they're doing. You saw the clips. Oh, I'm getting a lot of calls. I think it's illegal, even though none of it is. And they won't even say it's illegal. They're just telling troops don't follow his orders ahead of what they're about to launch, the Podesta plan. They started it. They're doing it. No country that ever survives lets this stuff go on. Look at all we put up from these people. And don't worry, they're just going to get more violent. So Trump's going to be forced to take action or we're going to lose the whole country. Here's a Senator Slotkin, Alyssa Slotkin, now admits Trump never issued an illegal order. Here it is.
Let's talk right now. Do you believe President Trump has issued any illegal orders?
To my knowledge, I am not aware of things that are illegal, but certainly there are some legal gymnastics that are going on with these Caribbean strikes and everything related to Venezuela.
Oh, but you made it all about domestic, what he's doing to Americans, what he's making our military do, what arrests hardened core illegal aliens with huge rap sheets and truck drivers that don't even know how to drive a truck that have been illegally given licenses by the Democrats and federal judges ruling that's okay. That'll get overridden. Thousands of deaths a year from that. They're making hundreds of arrests a day of illegal alien drivers. That's the stuff Trump's doing. Oh, my God, it's so horrible. They don't even have driver's licenses. They're driving freaking 18-wheelers. God, he's so terrible. Huh. We're going to go break. Come right back with your phone calls. Sean, Mac, Nick, Tim, Killer, Jeffrey, Zach, Jeff, and others. Your calls straight ahead. Military, police, first responders, emergency managers. What's your take on this? 877-789-ALEX. 877-789-2539. And don't forget, big sale runs till Friday, biggest ever. Buy any supplement, like Ultramethylene Blue. Get any other supplement, even the ones that cost more, for free at thealexshowstore.com.
Right now on thealexjonesstore.com, you get buy one, get one free for any supplement. That includes our incredible Ultramethylene Blue, either the tincture or the capsules, as well as the Shilajit gummies, the Colostrum Plus, the Bovine Colostrum Plus, the Irish Sea Moss gummies. I mean, there's a lot of really incredible stuff. I'm here in studio with Patrick Byrne. I know you're a big fan of the Ultramethylene Blue. Right now, that's buy one, get one free. All supplements, buy one, get one free. It's the Black Friday, came early, mega sale at thealexjonesstore.com. Plus, we have a new deal. It's the Hat of the Month Club, where you can sign up and get a new hat every month, which is very fun. Of course, Christmas is coming up, folks. It'll be here before you know it. So do your Christmas shopping for the info warriors in your life. Patrick, you still all hopped up on Methylene Blue?
I am. I pilfer a bottle every time I come. You guys pay me in Methylene Blue. When it's been more than 60 days since I've been here, so I run out, I will absolutely notice within a few days. A few days, my life goes back to being a little more lethargic than I should, wanting to sleep in. And it's not like speed or something. This is something. It's just you feel healthier.
It's like a clean, smooth energy. It's not coffee where you're sort of jittery. It's just like it's like putting super gasoline in your car rather than the regular stuff. It's subtle, but you notice it.
You do.
Whatever the future may hold, InfoWars will always live forever. The fight will continue. Be sure to follow us on X at RealAlexJones and at AJNLive. And now you can download the number one news app in the world. Go to AlexJonesApp.com and let the Democrat Deep State Party know that we will never be silenced.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.